The violence continues in Egypt. The official news agency says 36 people were killed today when members of the Muslim Brotherhood tried to help detainees escape from a prison truck convoy in Cairo. The prisoners had been picked up during demonstrations in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The country's top general says Egypt will never yield to terrorism. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the interim cabinet held an emergency meeting today to discuss the bloodshed.
The latest confirmed additions bring the death toll since Wednesday to well over 800 people, including scores of security personnel. General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi gave a televised speech in which he said there is room for everyone in Egypt, but he vowed that the country would never bend to violent acts. In an emergency session, the cabinet met as interim Prime Minister Hazem al-Beblawi proposed dissolving the Muslim Brotherhood. Beblawi said there would be no reconciliation with those with blood on their hands. The Brotherhood staged a number of protest marches, but canceled two events, claiming that snipers had been placed on rooftops along the route. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.